50 years ago today, Anchorage resident Jim Stone was about 11 years old. His father was in the Air Force, and the family had moved to Alaska 4 years earlier. He says he remembers the family dog had been very nervous in the hours before the shaking started. When the quake struck, Jim says his mom was making TV dinners while he and his dad and brother were watching Fireball XL5 on a portable television on a roller stand.
The main character, his name was Steve. He said something to the effect of, something's beginning to happen or something's starting to happen.
Steve, where is the missile heading?
According to Space City, it's heading towards Earth. We've got to stop it, Venus. It's carrying a planatomic warhead.
A planatomic warhead? Why, Steve, that's a million times more powerful than a hydrogen bomb.
That's right.
And the earthquake started. And the earthquake started very abruptly and very powerful. And that TV, like I say, was on a stand on wheels, and it came charging across the living room at us. And it was so powerful, I remember my mother and father saying, "Get out of the house, it's going to shake down on top of us." Everyone ran out, and I jumped up, and I remember standing in front of the couch just dumbfounded. And I remember everyone ran out, and the dog and I were there, and probably only seconds went by, maybe like 10 seconds, I don't know. But my father was getting ready to come in and get me, and I ran out. I was wearing slipper socks, and I don't know if I had socks on inside the slipper socks or not, but I ran out into the snow, and my slipper socks came off. And I was so busy being scared and watching what was going on, my feet never got cold. And this earthquake lasted approximately 5 minutes. And as I got out into the yard, there was a fire lane that ran out back. And it had power lines, the type on the wooden poles. And there were four lines running from pole to pole. And those lines were moving, and they were smacking each other, making this hellacious noise. And then there was this little boy who lived up the way, and he was running for his house. The next thing I guess I remember was my mother saying, "Get down," or something. They were on their hands and knees. It was shaking so strong. So I got on my hands and knees. I thought that it was the end of time. I literally thought it was the end of time and this was it for the world. And I thought that the world was going to disintegrate into pieces and fly off into outer space like a bomb blowing something up. And when that didn't happen, I began looking on the horizon to see if we'd collided with another planet or a star. And when I didn't see that, I figured, well, this is shaking so bad that on the other side of the world, we had to have hit something. And I was watching my father's car, and his car was a Chevy 2. Back in those days, it was considered a mid-size car. By today's standards, it would be a larger size car. Well, imagine this car coming 4 to 6 inches off of the ground and skipping back and forth 4 to 5 feet. Now, a lot of people, when they tell stories, they will exaggerate them a little bit. I'm not exaggerating this at all. The man across the street had a Volkswagen Beetle, and it literally bounced into the street.
I wish I was a spaceman, the fastest guy alive. I'd fly you around the universe in Fireball XL5.
Anchorage resident Jim Stone remembering the massive Good Friday earthquake that struck 50 years ago today. To see all of our coverage, go to alaskapublic.org.